So we have that story that we're familiar with. I think, have you guys, Noah and Miriam, have you guys done that story in kids' time, The Good Samaritan, where the man was hurt on the side of the road, and they came over, and the priest walked on by. And the Levite, maybe like the biblical scholar, the one who had studied the scriptures, he walked on by as well. But the person who was a Samaritan, who was kind of the outsider. So, you know, the person in your friend group who's a little on the edge, the person that we don't like so much, they were the one who came over and helped the man and took care of him. And more than just saying, "Are you okay? I'll call 911," he put him on his own animal. He brought him into his own car, drove him to the hotel, and paid for his first night. And then he came back in the morning, and he said to the man who owned the hotel, "You know, whatever you spend in the next couple days when you're taking care of this man, I will come back and repay you." That's some incredible caretaking that's going on when he took care of that man. And we remember in Matthew's gospel a similar moment when Jesus was eating with some people that no one else liked. Jesus was eating with the people that everyone thought he should never eat with. And Jesus said, I desire mercy, not sacrifice. Go and learn what that means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. And in The Good Samaritan, the man said, the one who is the neighbor was the one who showed him mercy. And so mercy, you know, several times Jesus talks about mercy and what that is. And to go and learn it, to go and study what it means to have mercy. And we look at the story of the Good Samaritan, and it says, sometimes we think we're right. Sometimes we think that we have the correct answer, and everyone else is wrong. I remember when I was maybe 5 or 6, I did Ukrainian dancing. And I was so mad because I had the dance right and everyone else had it wrong. And I was the only little boy going right when everyone else was going left. And it only occurred to me, you know, not that long ago, it was probably not everyone else who had that wrong. You know, that I probably had the dance mixed up and should have been going left too. And, you know, sometimes we think we're so right. And often when we think we're so right, we miss the other person. We miss the pain that is going on in the other person. And we all do this. We all have these moments where we miss the humanity of the other person. And I think what the Good Samaritan brings to us is, says, take care especially of those people who are hurting. You know, there are some times where someone might be wrong, but they're hurting. And he says, take care of the hurt first. Don't worry about what discussions you might have and how you might think they're wrong. Take care of the hurt first. And then maybe later on, when you're both well, you can talk about what you need to talk about. But be conscious of how the person is hurting. Sometimes in families, we can forget one another. And what do we say? You're passing like ships in the night. Like we miss one another. And we need to find a way to actually see the other person in their humanity with their hurts as they are. Sometimes in the world, politicians, you know, we hear the talk that they're so concerned about being right and showing that the other person is wrong. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I sit there and think, I just want you to be human. I just want you to acknowledge the humanity of the other person take care, an astonishing thought. It happens in workplaces, it happens in churches, and I think we're hearing from the story, take care of one another's hurts, and let that be the first thing we try and do. We won't do it perfectly, we'll make fools of ourselves sometimes with that, but God says, I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I want you to care for the other person, not just to be right. Thanks be to God.